Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and here's Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Hello there. Today, we're kind of reflecting a little bit about the recently completed DFL convention.
Right. Yeah, I was watching a rehash of the DFL convention, and the thing that struck me was the number of people who seem to already be lining up for the 2010 governor's race.
Yes, the gubernatorial
election. The gubernatorial election. Yeah, and that could be a very interesting race, depending on where our current governor, Tim Pawlenty, ends up at. You know, might he be vice president? Might he be something in McCain's administration? Or may he just be back here being governor, you know?
And running for yet another term. It's hard to know.
Yeah, it is. But when I was watching these people lining up, and I thought, gee, we have 2 years until the governor's election in 2010. What are the issues that rural Minnesota is going to want these people to be thinking about, and what should they be working on as they aspire to the governor's office?
Well, it's a good question. I think it's one of those, you know, which bushel basket of issues do you select?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of them. But in outstate Minnesota, in rural Minnesota, there are certainly some pretty key things, I think.
Yeah, there's those perennial issues that always come up. There's the economic development. Rural Minnesota is always constantly working on economic development. We don't have the population density. We don't have a lot of the critical mass that you need for economic development and things like that. And so that's, you know, the current governor has taken some pretty good stabs at economic development programs, and he's starting one now, and we'll see how that goes. But that just seems to be one of those perennial issues.
And I think one of the things that could be pushing back on that a little bit is the health care issue, because
right. The
costs of health care, you know, they just keep going up, and we're going to have this aging population
mm-hmm. And
the stresses on, you know, sort of the subsidized health care is going to get really, really critical, I think.
Right, and just the cost of health insurance might be one of the single biggest factors that's actually holding up economic development, because businesses in rural Minnesota tend to be smaller. They tend to be, people also tend to be more self-employed than they are in urban areas of the state. And health insurance, the smaller your insurance pool, you know, if you have one or two employees or it's just you, your health insurance can be astronomically high. And it can be a real deterrent for people going out, starting their own businesses and just trying to grow their businesses because of those costs.
Well, and, you know, I mean, there are different models that have been used to sort of solve those issues in all kinds of areas. And maybe there's, a model that could work for people in rural Minnesota for health care.
And, of course, depending on who is elected president this fall, we may see health care addressed in drastically different ways. It'll be a whole new ballgame in 2 years.
Very good. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, we've touched on probably the very tip of the iceberg mm-hmm. on issues that might be pertinent in the next couple of years, but we've run out of time. So I want to thank you for dropping in, and thank you for listening. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you the next time.